Queensland have won game three, 18-12. New South Wales, though, wins the series 2-1.
Game three of the State of Origin series for 2018, and Queensland won 18-12 in a pulsating game of football. Oh. It was a thriller. It had everything. And joining us on the line this morning is the Queensland Origin coach, Kevin Walters. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Loz. And you, Smithy, as well, joining the game this morning, eh?
Yeah, just hanging in for a week, Kev.
Good on you, mate.
How did you pull up, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, Loz. I mean, I'm really happy that we got something out of the series in game three, and by winning, you know, game three. I think certainly we needed that as a state to get just to salvage a win, just to keep us going for next year, mate, more than anything else. So, really happy with the way game three went. Obviously, it's disappointing to lose the series, but certainly, you know, I think we can be happy with what we achieved in game three.
Kev, do you lay in bed at night and wonder about, well, what if I had DC in earlier, perhaps for game two? What if I had Ben Hunt at hooker and was able to use him in that fashion? Do you have all those things run through your mind after the series has been run and done?
No, not really. I mean, I think, well, I know we did the right thing, you know, with our selections for games one, two and three. Certainly at the start of game one, Ben Hunt was the number one halfback, you know, in the state. And certainly the Dragons were leading the competition. He was playing some great footy. So we felt that he earned that right. And then obviously over the series, things can change, which they do. They change week to week in the NRL, and they change no differently, you know, to origin level. So we made some decisions around game three, and we thought that for Queensland's best chance to win, we could bring DCE in and give him an opportunity.
Well, he certainly grabbed it with both hands. I thought he was a wonderful contributor on the night, Kevy. I want to take you in to the sheds at half time. You dominated for 31 minutes of the first half, and you're up 8-0. Going in 12 points to 8 behind at half time, when you were walking down to the coach into the dressing sheds from the coach's box, what were you thinking and what did you say to the players at half time?
Well, I was thinking that they were going to be a little bit disappointed. You know, coming in, I thought we were the better team for that opening 40 minutes, but New South Wales, to their credit, they picked up two tries, you know, late in the half when they only had 12 men on the field as well. So, you know, I thought they might have been a little bit down. So the first thing was to pick them back up and explain to them, you know, how well they'd been playing. Sometimes you can't look at the scoreboard, or you should never look at the scoreboard, really, in a game, particularly, you know, just at half time. So there was that, and I thought we could fix up our defence a bit around the middle. It was their tactic for the whole series was to pull through that middle with Tedesco and Cook and Co. when they get quick play the ball. So, and we weren't sort of winning that middle part of the field with our defence or our attack. We were, you know, they were slowing us down as well. So some good footy from New South Wales had sort of hampered what we wanted to do, really. And that was the main message, mate, because everything else was good. Our ball control was good. We were, you know, creating some opportunities. We were applying pressure to them. We were making them defend. I think they had up to 100 more tackles than us, you know, in that first 40 minutes. So I thought that would play a part somewhere in the game if we could still maintain what we were doing.
Yeah, and it was a good sign, Kevy. I saw the vision on television, and you were addressing the players. And then at one stage, they cut to Daly Cherry-Evans, and he was doing a bit of talking. And that must give you great pleasure for a guy to come back into a team, been out of it for 3 years, to take some ownership and responsibility by having that voice as well.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. You want that from your senior players, don't you? You want them to, when they're at the battle face, actually doing what needs to be done. So, and he's a very experienced player. He's a club captain. He's, you know, played in the winning premiership team. So he's got lots of experience. And we saw that experience come out of him throughout the week with everything that we're doing around our training and our preparation. So, yeah, I was really happy for DCE. One, to give him an opportunity, and two, for him to ice it the way he did. You know, I think he can sit back now and all those myths can be put to bed about him not being part of the team or part of Queensland in the future.
Yeah, as you say, great to get that final win to go into 2019. I heard an interview with Brad Fittler yesterday. He talked about, someone asked him, you know, when do you start preparing for 2019? He said 4 days ago. What about you, Kev? And what form does that now take?
Yeah, well, certainly the next day when you wake up after Origin, it's on to the next series.
Yeah.
You know, we already started planning. We're actually off to Perth today to try and promote a little bit of, get a bit of promotion around next year's series. And I'm meeting with our football manager as well. We just start the ball rolling with our pre-season camps and identifying talent. I think there's lots to do from a Queensland point of view with all of our pathways. I think we had some success in the under-20s for the first time this year in the history of the under-20s. We had a good win there. So lots of work to be done around all of our pathways, and it's always just something every day. It's not a whole lot to do right now, but as Laurie knows, there's always something to do when it comes to Origin.
What have you learnt out of this year's series, Kevy?
Well, I learnt a couple of things, Loz. You know, firstly, that, you know, our preparation, we know how important it is, but also having fit players, you know, participate at training. And I think in game one, it was just a bit unfortunate that we had three or four guys, you know, either hadn't played for 6 weeks, like Josh Maguire, or Billy Slater hadn't played for a couple of weeks, was carrying a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
You know, these sort of things. But they're really unavoidable. I mean, you want to give Billy Slater every opportunity to play in Origin, you know. And so, you know, I think what I did learn, certainly about myself, is to trust myself on certain players. And certainly, you know, around all of our preparation, I think we can get that a little bit better next year as well. You know, and I think overall, I mean, I was really happy with the way the series went. We didn't get the win, of course, but with the transition of our players, you know, I think it was a good move and a positive move for Queensland with the way we finished off the series.
What did Billy say about winning the Wally Lewis medal? Our man, Laurie Daly here, I reckon it's about 75-25 under the pump from the GP here.
Can I just say how ridiculous that is? Mm. Look, for mine, and I could be a little bit biased, but Billy Slater had the most influence over the State of Origin series. Now he didn't play in game one, right? But games two and three, he was the best player on the field. And, I mean, we're questioning the Australian selectors here. And I remember there's been two or three times in grand finals where I think Brad Clyde won a Clive Churchill medal from the losing team. I know that Brad Mackay did when we played the Dragons in 93. Brad Mackay won the best player on the field, and he was in a losing team. And I think there was one other.
DCE.
Was it DCE?
2013.
There you go. That actually, you can be the best player in a losing team. It doesn't always have to go to the best player in the winning team. I can't understand why all the nonsense is going on. You know, that's my opinion, you know, and I'm going to stick to it as well. I mean, I think it was a good decision. I'm not going to say it's a brave decision, because for mine, I think he was the best player in the series, hands down.
Yeah. Well, we watching very closely the second game, and every time he got the ball, it was just problems for New South Wales. So, and for him to do it as a 35-year-old, having not played footy in 5 weeks, it was just incredible. Let's go to some NRL stuff, Kevy. The Broncos yesterday, I mean, as much as you want to talk about the Warriors, the Broncos have shown that there's a real vulnerability about their 2018 campaign on the back of that result.
Yeah, well, been a little bit up and down, haven't they, this year? A little bit inconsistent, the Broncos. They can come out and you know, last week and blow the Titans off the park with a 32-0 victory. And yesterday, a little bit tentative, I thought, to start the game. They weren't quite sure of themselves. And to be fair to Brisbane, they did have some key players pull out, you know, the day before from a training run. So that probably disrupted their preparation a whole lot. So, yeah, the next three or four weeks, very important for those, for all teams, particularly Brisbane and the Warriors, because the Raiders and the Tigers are certainly, they've got a bit of a smell for it now, haven't they? You know, for this run home, it's going to be an exciting finish, you know, to the NRL. But, you know, I think Brisbane will make the eight. I think they can even get up a bit higher if they get their full squad together and get things moving. They'll be there in September.
What did you make of, or did you see the Roosters and Gold Coast game? And did you see the Sean O'Sullivan try? And what did you make of it?
No, I didn't see it. Sorry, Loz. I was out with the family, mate, for dinner, but I didn't see it. But I believe he made his debut yesterday, young Sully.
Yes.
How'd he go? Was he impressive?
Yeah, he was okay. He was okay. For a young boy that's had
very
knee
solid
issues, and
very solid,
he's always had a, everyone's had a high opinion of him.
Yeah.
I think he handled himself quite well.
Yep.
So he's got a big future. And he's someone that could possibly take over from Cooper Cronk when he, in fact, does retire. But, the Roosters, they got away with a victory. They rested a lot of their superstars, and they came away with the 2 points. Tigers, Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall, very, very good against the Dragons yesterday.
Yeah, they were. The old foe getting back together, which was, you know, fantastic from a Tigers point of view. And I just like the way they controlled the game as well. Certainly Marshall, has got the experience there. If his team's in front or if they're behind, he's got the nous and the know-how to get his team either back into the game or to close the game out. Same with Robbie Farah. You know, I think that can make it through into the eight. If they play with the energy that they started the season with, they were nearly unbeatable in the opening six or seven rounds. So there is some talent there, you know, to work with, certainly. And now they've got those old, smarter heads in the group. You know, they're going to be hard to miss the eight as well. I think they can sneak their way in there somewhere. And the Raiders are the same. I mean, we've seen how explosive they can play, you know, on the weekend. And they'll be looking forward to, you know, the next 4 or 5 weeks trying to peg back teams like Brisbane, you know, and the Warriors.
Did you see JT there before the kickoff?
It was funny.
It was freezing. It was minus four or whatever. He was just shivering.
Yeah. And I saw a bit on Fox. I think it was maybe last night on the Matty John show about, you know, they had to put the horse's ears on him. He was bloody cold. But as you know, Laurie, that Canberra can, it can beat you before you run out because it's just so cold. And back in our day, you used to turn the heaters off and hose the floor of the dressing room just to make it that little bit colder, you buggers. Don't
you? Yeah, like you needed it too.
Yeah, every advantage. You've got to take it. Every advantage. You're always looking for that, you know, 10% that you get up on the other opposition.
You didn't need 10%. That great Canberra team that you were part of.
Oh, mate.
Any head start, mate.
They had eight of the best players in the world in their positions, and then they go start wetting the dressing room floors. You're not bad.
Yeah. We learned that off Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, they did do it. They did used to do it. Good on you, Kev. Appreciate that this morning, mate. And the boys will speak next week.
No worries. Enjoy the week, fellas.
See you, Kevy.